Let me read you a story that illustrates if this, then that. It's an old Hasid story. And it concerns a monastery that had fallen upon hard times. Once a great order, as a result of waves of anti-monastic persecution in the 17th and 18th century, and then the rise of secularism, all the branch houses were lost and it was decimated, and all that was left was five old monks in a decaying mother house. Clearly it was a dying order. Now, in the deep woods surrounding the monastery, there was also a little hut that the local rabbi would come to occasionally for a hermitage. And when he came, the monks would whisper, "Oh, the rabbi's in the woods." They could tell somehow. And the abbot, thinking about the imminent death of the monastery and his order, decided at one point, maybe I should go talk to the rabbi. So the rabbi welcomed him in his little hut. And when he explained his purpose, the rabbi said, with great kind of sympathy, "I know how it is. The spirit has been lost from people in modern times. It's the same in my community. Almost no one comes to the synagogue or the temple anymore." And so the old abbot and the old rabbi wept together and made some prayers and embraced each other. "Well, this is how it is these days. Spirit has gone out and it's all materialistic." And he said, "Well, it's a wonderful thing we should meet after all these years, knowing that we've been so close to one another. Is there nothing you can tell us, monks, by way of advice?" said the abbot. "No, I'm sorry," the rabbi responded. "I have no advice to give to an order that's dying out. Perhaps the only thing I could tell you is that I have some mysterious feeling that the Messiah is among you." That's all he said. So the abbot went back to the monastery and the monks gathered and said, "Well, what did the old rabbi said?" "He said he couldn't help us. We wept together and did our prayers. But he said this strange thing when he left. It's kind of cryptic." He said he had some mysterious feeling that the Messiah was among us. "I don't know what that means." Now, in the days and weeks and months that followed, the old monks pondered this and wondered whether there was any significance to these words. Could he mean that one of us monks in the monastery is the Messiah? If that's the case, which one? Do you suppose he meant the abbot? If he meant anyone, it's probably Father Abbot. He's been our leader for a generation. On the other hand, he might have meant Brother Thomas. Certainly Brother Thomas is a holy man. Everyone knows that he's a man of light. Certainly he couldn't have meant Brother Elred. Elred gets crotchety at times. But come to think of it, even though he's a thorn in people's sides, when you look back at it, Elred is virtually always right. Often right. Maybe the rabbi did mean Brother Elred, but surely not Brother Philip. Philip is so passive, a real nobody. But then, almost mysteriously, he does have a gift for somehow always being there when you need him. He just magically appears by your side. Could it be that Philip's the Messiah? Of course the rabbi didn't mean me. He couldn't possibly have meant me. I'm just an ordinary person. Yet supposing he did, suppose it is I who's the Messiah. Oh, dear God, not me. Could I do that? And as they contemplated in this manner, the old monks began to treat each other with extraordinary respect on the off chance that one of them might be the Messiah. And on the off chance that each monk himself might be the Messiah, they began to treat themselves with extraordinary respect. Because the forest in which it was situated was beautiful, it so happened that people still occasionally came to visit the monastery, to picnic on its tiny lawn and wander the paths and go to the little chapel in the trees. And as they did, without being aware of it, they sensed this aura of extraordinary respect that now began to surround the five old men and seemed to radiate out from them and permeate the atmosphere of the place. There was something strangely attractive, even compelling about it. And hardly knowing why, they began to come back to the monastery more frequently, to picnic, to play, to bring friends, to show them this special place. And their friends brought friends. And then it happened that some of the younger men who came to visit the monastery started to talk more with the old monks. And after a while, one asked if he might join them, and then another and another. And so within a few years, the monastery had once again become a thriving order. And all thanks to the one word of the rabbi, a center of light in the midst of the dark forest.